USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. More than 100 people were arrested Friday night in Midtown Manhattan during a demonstration calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They also demanded more aid for the Palestinians and Congress to stop military aid to Israel. Participants told ABC 7 their reasons were clear.
We have to do what we have to do for justice and for peace.
We're out here, it's pouring rain, we're wet, but they have blood on their hands.
Those arrested were put on buses after blocking traffic outside of Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office. More than 80 Spirit Airlines flights were canceled Saturday after some planes were pulled out of service for inspections, looking for signs of cracks and brackets on the plane's airframes. The airline says disruptions are expected to last for several days. A new poll shows a former president with a lead in the race for 2024.
Among Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and newly turned independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a survey by Harvard Caps Harris poll shows Trump with 39% support, followed by Biden with 33% and Kennedy at 19%. Nearly 10% said they did not know who they'd vote for. When asked to pick from the three, 42% chose Trump. Pollsters asked 2,100 registered voters. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The first shipment of emergency aid to Gaza since the Israel-Hamas war began rolled through a border crossing between Egypt and Gaza Saturday. Desperately needed food, water, and medicine was brought in by truck. Supplies sat near the crossing for days, hoping to enter after Israel blockaded the territory and launched waves of airstrikes. Palestinians have been rationing food and drinking filthy water from wells, while hospitals run low on medicine and fuel for emergency generators. And rather than taking part in the third Republican presidential primary debate in Miami, former President Donald Trump will be hosting a rally at a nearby city of Hialeah. The Republican presidential frontrunner will hold an evening event at Ted Hendricks Stadium. He's slated to be on stage at 7 p.m. on November 8th. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Former President Trump and his once lawyer could meet again in the same courtroom.
Michael Cohen says he'll return to New York this coming week to testify in the civil fraud trial of the former president. Cohen's initial court appearance was delayed due to a medical issue last week. He's scheduled to testify on Tuesday. A judge has ruled that Trump and his businesses committed fraud by falsely inflating and deflating the value of its assets in order to lower taxes and receive better insurance coverage. Cohen previously testified in 2019 that his former boss artificially inflated his wealth, and he provided testimony to a House committee earlier this year about Trump's involvement in a hush money scheme. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Believe it or not, they are still out there.
Officials at the Pentagon have said they've received over 270 new reports of UFOs over an eight-month span. The Defense Department releasing a new report to Congress this week that said 274 new UFO sightings have been reported to the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. That's the office that leads the government's attempts to document and analyze UFO sightings. The Pentagon said the majority of the reports came from military service members and commercial airline pilots. I'm Corey Myers.
Home sales fell to the lowest pace in 13 years. That's according to the National Association of Realtors, as high mortgage rates squeeze the market. The group's chief economist blamed the lack of inventory and high mortgage rates for hampering sales. Overall, existing home sales are down more than 15% from 1 year ago. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.